So Jesus is pretty far into his career in ministry when we get to this story in Matthew. Jesus had been earning the trust of not only his disciples, but of the people that had been witnessing his works in surrounding towns. The feeding of the 5,000 had just occurred, and the compassion and mercy of Jesus had been on display. And the disciples got to add another tally mark to the list of miracles that they had witnessed. Another reason to trust not only their friend, but the Messiah. In college, I babysat this one family with three beautiful little boys. Every time I go home to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, I look forward to seeing them and hearing about what I've missed in their busy life. Our time together is usually filled with catching up on whatever sports teams that they're on currently and breaking up brotherly love wrestling matches that normally starts with laughter and ends in tears. As I'm packing up my stuff, they say, "Annabelle, do you really have to leave? And when will we see you again?" Our relationship definitely did not start out like that. When I first met the middle child, William, the first words he said were, "Your car smells weird." It took a long time to earn the trust of Radford, William, and Henry, and they still aren't 100% confident in my abilities. And there might have been an incident with the monkey bars that ended in a broken arm, but for the most part, they do. It took 4 years of seeing these boys 3 to 4 days a week to earn their trust. My New Testament professor, Francis Taylor Gench, always asks our class where we see ourselves in the Bible story. And my answer to this story was in the boat with Peter, doubting, practicing faith in the real world. I would like to think that I would trust the Son of God, the person who has performed all of these miracles. But truthfully, I would be right where Peter was, scared by the storm and questioning the power of Jesus. It blows my mind that someone could be so trusting while the storm is blowing all around him. I'm struck by Matthew's incredible realistic portrait of discipleship. We, as humans, as followers of Christ, struggle with storms, fears, doubts, and little faith. I think that we would be foolish to follow so aimlessly in the midst of all the chaos and wind. Our faith certainly builds a foundation, but as we mature, we are called to question those ideas. And hopefully, through that questioning, we will become better disciples. Doubting is one of the most powerful things in our faith. It shows that we are engaged. It shows that we have a relational connection with God, one that isn't distant or removed. These disciples are struggling with trust. They show us the many levels of faith that they have. They care enough to doubt. Peter is the first to take the step off the boat. He trusts enough to do that. Peter is willing to take the risk on the water, but in the end, his doubt makes him sink. Fear is clearly a reality in this text, even by the people who are surrounded by Jesus, which is perplexing, knowing all that they had done, knowing all that Jesus had done to build their trust in him. The author of Matthew shows us through many stories, like this one of Peter and Jesus, where we as followers of Christ go through many storms and hard times, but also get to experience the presence of the rescuing grace of God in the midst of the storm. Peter was walking on water, a miracle while he was concentrating on Jesus. Peter started to sink the second he started to focus on the wind of the storm, showing to us as readers and as followers of Christ, there will be times where we are filled with doubt and fear. But God will be there to catch us, to rescue us from our storm-filled life. The path of faith that we have chosen isn't a beautiful, sunny, and 75 day. We are taught that through God's grace, we are invited to keep walking in our faith that is rooted in trust. In times of transition, it is easy to be consumed by fear and doubt in this season of uncertainty. Here at Second, we are currently living and leaning into our own season of uncertainty. We've begun the important task of figuring out, as a church, what we want our next leader, our next chapter, to look like. Second Pres is trusting the Holy Spirit to work within not only the pastor nominating committee, but the congregation as a whole to further the missions of this church. While many journeys of faith are collective and allow us to lean on each other within the church, there are others and other faith journeys that force us to lean into our own faith and our own relationship with God. At Union, I serve as the sports and recreation deacon, and yesterday we hosted an event on Brook Road for the marathon runners. We made posters in hopes that I might save my voice for today, but also to encourage participants and even get a smile or laugh out of them. Some of my favorite signs included, "Smile, it might make you run faster." There were a bunch of, I wish it were true. And then another one is, "Where's everyone going?" Each participant trusted that they had done the right training, that it would get them to the finish line. Each runner experienced doubt. The person that was near our tent had a karaoke microphone, and we were at mile marker 23. And so what he kept saying was, "If you ain't dying, you ain't trying." And since we were so close, we heard that about 50 times yesterday. It did bring a couple laughs and a couple eye rolls from the participants running. Even though the runners spent countless hours running and training for the race, doubt probably hit them, maybe even before they lined up. Even with countless of hours of preparations and trainings and trust the process moments, the race is still going to be hard. The runners will question if it's worth it and if their training can carry them through the finish line. This can be said of our journeys of faith as well. In the face of hardship and darkness, leaning into our faith to pull ourselves through can be a scary reality. Coming together and having faith that we as Second Pres are going to continue our walk of faith and continue to share the good news is something to hold on to. Now, some displays won't always be as powerful and as breathtaking as stepping out of the boat onto the water as Peter did. But every single day, we are called to step out and be in our and live out of our comfort zone and live faithfully. We are called as Christians to live into that challenge. Let us pray. Holy and merciful God, we come to you during this crazy storm of life. Let us lean into our doubts in times of uncertainty and help us to remember our relationship with you, a God of mercy that rescues us in time of need. May we live faithfully as your children. In your name we pray. Amen.